of our missions overseas, it's setting a very poor precedent.
About 30 kilometers from Karai is a settlement that's supposed to be part of the solution to the housing crisis here. It's one of several settlements built with money from USAID. Brightly colored houses in neatly laid out rows, paved roads. So far, the 156 homes are uninhabited. There are plans to move people in the fall. This town is the tip of the iceberg for what's gone wrong in Haiti and a microcosm of what's happened to the money. Launched in April of 2010 by USAID, the idea behind the new settlements program was to build 15,000 permanent houses that would benefit between 75,000 and 90,000 displaced refugees. The total price tag at the time, $59 million. By 2012, the cost had spiraled to $95 million. USAID had to drop the number of houses to be built by more than 80%. Instead of 15,000 houses, they'd only build around 2,600. How did this happen? A report from the Government Accountability Office, published in June, blamed inaccurate cost estimates and requests from the Haitian government. They wanted bigger rooms, electricity, water, and flush toilets. Then there were the foreign contractors and their high overhead costs.
There's no real control of costs built into this system. And so the money will go to the contractors. They will, you know, skim some of that money away. And then often they will then turn around and find subcontractors. And sometimes you can have, you know, several levels of contracting before you actually have implementation. So, of course, this becomes enormously costly.